On this show, we've been asking filmmakers about movies they could watch again and again, including this one from the star of the adventure thriller, Hannah. Looking out a
dirty old window. My name is Saoirse Ronan, and I am an actress. And the movie that I've seen a million times is Clueless. It's directed by Amy Heckerling, and it stars Alicia Silverstone and Paul Rudd and Brittany Murphy.
Okay, you're probably going, is this like an Axima commercial or what?
Oh God, I saw Clueless probably when I was about 8 or 9 years old, and I had certain films that I would fall asleep to. So, you know, it was Clueless for quite a long time, and I used to just watch it every single night and knew every single line, every single quote.
Dion and I were both named after great singers of the past who now do infomercials.
Hello? That was a stop sign?
I totally paused.
Ugh, as if.
You're a virgin who can't drive.
That was way harsh, Ty.
Like the full-on Monet.
Do you think she's pretty? Yeah, she's a full-on Monet.
She's okay from far away, but up close, she's a big old mess.
What's that skit guy?
There's so many great moments, and I literally love every single moment from start to finish of that film.
Miss Stoger, my plastic surgeon doesn't want me doing any activity where balls fly at my nose.
Well, there goes your social life.
It's about this girl called Cher who comes across this new kid at her school.
Ladies, we have a new student with us. This is Ty Frazier.
Who clearly needs a makeover and needs to become popular, just like Cher in her eyes. So she decides to make her over with her friend Dion.
Cher's main thrill in life is a makeover, okay? It gives her a sense of control in a world full of chaos.
I like when she's teaching her new words.
That's another thing, Ty. We've got to work on your accent and vocabulary. See, sporadic means once in a while. Try and use it in a sentence today.
And Paul Rudd comes in.
Be seeing ya.
And she goes,
yeah,
I hope not sporadically.
Should all oppressed people be allowed refuge in America? Cher, 2 minutes.
Well, you know the Haitian speech that she makes?
So, okay.
So, okay, the Haitians need to come to America. And then she goes into this whole speech about this birthday party that she organized for her dad when he turned 50 and how some people didn't RSVP to this sit-down dinner, which is completely unheard of. And she decided that she'd just, you know, get to the kitchen,
redistribute the food, squish in extra place settings. But by the end of the day, it was like, the more, the merrier. And so, if the government could just get to the kitchen, rearrange some things, we could certainly party with the Haitians.
And she basically made such a strong point by telling it through this, you know, kind of surreal life that she lives in. And it was genius. It was brilliant. And her outfit, her yellow outfit that she had on, and the yellow chewing gum that matched her outfit that she had on her finger. It was just all fantastic.
Mr. Hall, how can I answer that? The topic is Haiti, and she's talking about some little party.
Hello, it was his 50th birthday.
You know, it's so funny. And the performance by Alicia Silverstone is so kind of, it's so genuine. It seems like, you know, it's like people that you see in the valley, you know.
Wasn't my mom a Betty? She died when I was just a baby. A fluke accident during a routine liposuction.
The performances were so kind of fresh and the timing and everything was so great from each person that I think that will last a very long time. I don't care what my teachers
say. I'm gonna be a supermodel. That's actress Saoirse Ronan talking about the movie she could watch a million times, Clueless. Ronan's new film, The Host, is currently in theaters. Like the sea. And everyone.